Well, the last game in the UK Super League was back on Sunday, March 15. They have a date now, August 2, it'll resume. And, well, Jimmy Maloney and his Catalans Dragons will be up against St Helens on that date. And Jimmy joins us now from over in France. How are you, Jimmy?
Very good, guys. How are you?
Going very well now, mate. Obviously, a lot of time off. Firstly, take us through what you've been up to outside the training, of course. You've had some time off you wouldn't have expected.
Yeah, exactly right. It's been a weird old year, but you know, with all the things that's going on, there's been plenty of positives, and you know, it's sort of coming into summer now, and we haven't been playing footy, which is pretty rare for this time of year usually. So, been lucky, and been able to get out and about with the family, and we took a camping car and did a 10-day trip and did a bit of sightseeing around France and all that. So, yeah, we've been making the most of it. Still doing training here and there and keeping the body fit and ticking over. And a couple of weeks and we're back all together and do about 3 weeks training into, the start-up date, which is August 2nd.
Yeah, James, back to team training July 6th. Have you still been in regular contact with your teammates, though?
Yeah, we still see. Like, we've been training in, small groups at different fields around the place, and it's always nice to just to see the boys, because obviously we're in full-blown lockdown for 2 months, so it's a long time to not get to see the boys and things like that. So now that things have slowly been returning to normal-ish, been trying to get around and catch up with different boys, whether it's down at the beach or whatever for a coffee and touch base with them.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't what you'd planned when you'd first signed with Catalans, Jimmy. And obviously it's been challenging over there with the family being in lockdown. But did you ever think that you would come back to Australia during that period, or was the plan always to stay there and see it through?
Yeah, I think we never really thought about leaving. I suppose the hardest thing was you never really had a definitive date, so you never really knew. And then obviously if you came home, you had to self-isolate for 2 weeks, and then the zone was whether you could actually, Australia would let you fly back over. And it became a logistical nightmare to try and work it all out. So, we just bunkered down, and the 2 months had some times where it was tough, but now that it's sort of finished and gone, and looking back on it, it doesn't seem anywhere near as bad as it probably seemed at certain times. So, and as I said, there's been plenty of positives since, where we've, now coming into really good weather, and we're not playing and doing things, and we've been able to get the opportunity to travel and do things like that, which is something that we'd never normally get to do as well.
And Jibby, you'd just about be fluent in French by now, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate, not fluent. My kids are going good there, because they're in the full French school, so they've picked it up really quick. So now they're at the point where people are talking French, and if we don't understand, they'll chime in and say, oh, they're saying this and they're saying that. So I'm slowly getting there, but obviously even the time away from training and not being around the French boys every day, that probably made things a little bit harder, because, just being around it, hearing it regularly obviously helps you pick different things up. But, slowly working away and trying to get better.
So I'm guessing on the camper van trip, it was the kids getting you out of the lost in translation experiences?
Yeah, mate, that was pretty good. There was a lady, we were waiting for a taxi one day, and the lady pulled up, and I thought she was asking for directions. And I'm sort of trying to, she said something about plage, which is like the beach, and I was like, oh, yeah, go down here and take a left. I think that's about all I know. But she was actually offering us a lift, so we ended up all jumping in this old lady's car, and I think she must have just been a friendly old lady who goes around and gives people lifts. And then she's driving us down, and the kids are telling me, oh, nah, she, you're the second person we've picked up today, and they're sort of deciphering what she's saying. So it's pretty interesting.
Oh, that would have been sensational. What's the competition going to look like, Jimmy, when it resumes?
I think it's a 22-round comp, so a lot of the sides have played seven games. We've only played four. We've had a washout round two, and then round four we were meant to play St. Helens, but that was the World Club Challenge round. And then we missed the last game against Leeds, I think, just before they shut it down. One of their players had temperature or something like that, and they didn't travel. So we've played four games. I think there's 20. It's a 22-round comp, so it'll, I think the grand final, they said, is 28th of November. And a couple of Challenge Cup games in there. So once we get going, sort of trying to work it out, I think, of the 22, we've played four. We've got 18 games and maybe possibly three Challenge Cup games. So you're looking at maybe 21 games in a 16-week period. So she'll be pretty busy and full on, but it'll be nice to be playing some footy again.
Over here in the NRL, they've had a couple of new rule changes and everyone seems to be quite happy with that, the six to go. Have you seen it? What have you made of it? And Super League looking at introducing any new rules into the comp this year?
I don't know in terms of Super League or what they're doing. I haven't been watching any of the footy, and I'm actually loving not watching any of the footy and just being completely away from it. My kids do. Obviously, the kids, they keep me up to date and they tell me that, Penrith are going really good, Dad, and all this, and they sort of give me the scores. But I have heard a lot of positive talk about the six again rule, but obviously there's a lot more fatigue in the game, and that's awesome. It's awesome for the little players. It's mad that I played 10 years without it, and now that I leave, that they're actually making the big guys tired and little guys get a chance again. So it's awesome timing.
And when you play St Helens on August 2, you'll see an old foe again with James Graham heading back there. That'll be a nice familiar face across from you.
Yeah, I heard that just recently. I think, just for the end of the year, is it? He's just finishing off this year and retiring or something, someone said. So, look, it'll be good to see him. Obviously, he's somebody who began his career over here. And, he's always a competitor, so no doubt they're a top side anyway. Obviously, they won it last year and they're going well again when the season started this year. So it'll give us a really good gauge of where we're at straight off the bat, because we've only played sort of 14, so we probably haven't had a real yardstick of where we actually sit. So suppose we'll get a good look at that when we commence in August.
Yeah, and I suppose, Jimmy, the expectation is to try and win the competition. What's the group like? We know that Israel Folau is a part of that team. What's the expectation on the Catalans this year?
Yeah, well, look, I think we started really well. Of the first four, we won three. We lost our first one, then run the next three straight. I think we'll go well. I think we've got a good side. Everything I've sort of, since I've come over here, I've been impressed with the boys and what they're all doing. But I suppose, as I said, I've only played sort of three or four other sides. So I probably don't completely, have a real grasp of what the competition is and where the standard is and how far we are off or where we are in relation to that just yet. So, I'm expecting us to be playing final footy and hopefully going quite deep into the competition. But, there's still plenty of work to do, I suppose, before that all happens, hopefully.
Yeah, given that you played so many games out here in the NRL and you went across here to the English Super League, like the rest for your body, it must be huge, Jimmy, and it must help in terms of you extending your career and playing, for another two or 3 years, given the rest. Like, your body must feel enormous after it.
Yeah, it does now, especially obviously this. No doubt the next 4 months, there's plenty of footy being played in a condensed period, and that'll take a toll. But it definitely is. I think the week to week, everyone always sort of said that there's probably the difference between the NRL and Super League is the Super League, there's some strong clubs and then there's some not so strong clubs, so you don't have the week to week grind, and there's games that you can get through a little bit easier, and there's blowout scores and things like that. So fingers crossed, the body feels good now, and obviously the rest will help. So fingers crossed that I can keep ticking over, and there's plenty of time to join the real world after this, so hopefully we can keep it going for a little bit longer.
Don't rush, Jimmy, from my experience, for sure.
Don't worry, I'm dying.
Mate, what are for a lot of our listeners that haven't spent or watched too much of the Super League, what are some of the differences that you have noticed in your stint over there compared to the NRL?
Yeah, probably hard to say completely. As I said, only having the four games, but I feel a little bit like it. Probably the full-on contact, it's possibly a little bit slower, the early games, but then a lot of the boys say that coming out of sort of winter and wet fields and things like that, that it does start quite slow, and then through summer, then it's very attacking and speeds up a lot. So, I think in the NRL now, there's just the athletes and the people that are coming, you're getting through guys coming through now that are 120 kilos, but they're mobile and they're fast and they're strong. You know, I think when I first started, if you're 120 kilos, you were buggered after two sets and you're fat and you'd be able to spot you and things like that. I just think the dynamics are changing so much, and you're getting these players through them. Yeah, just the athletic ability of them is unbelievable. So, and I feel like, probably a lot of the middles over here probably aren't quite as mobile, I wouldn't think, as some of the ones you come up against in Australia.
Well, Jimmy, it's been great to catch up, mate. Looking forward to seeing you on the park soon. Thanks for talking to us.
Pleasure, guys.